the HSE are now committed to enter into a public-private partnership for the health centre in Dunfanaghy, which will see a state-of-the-art facility provided for the people and the doctors that are situated in Dunfanaghy. In the interim period, what is envisaged and what is ongoing with the HSE and the GP there is that there are remedial works being carried out in the health centre, which will see slight upgrades taking place, but upgrades which will keep the health centre open and which will ensure that the health centre is safe for patients that are using the health centre. And it is envisaged that an advertisement will be in local press in the next number of weeks where people will be asked to send in an expression of interest to enter into a public-private partnership with the HSE. So on a good note and a positive note, the HSE are committed to this. The pressures that the public and public representatives have placed upon the HSE have shown to be worthy, and it is evident that the HSE are taking it very serious, and the commitment that they're showing now to the people of Dunfanaghy and ensuring that there will be a health centre into the future is a very positive light. But it is important that when there is an advertisement in the papers looking for public-private partnerships, that those people who would be interested in providing a facility to the HSE would send in an expression of interest and would engage with the HSE, which will see it moving on another step.
And very important to point out and clarify that when we speak of a public-private partnership in this context, the private element of it relates to the ownership and leasing of the building. It has nothing to do with the care being provided.
Correct. And what it will effectively do is that the HSE are accepting that the building that is currently in Dunfanaghy is not fit for purpose. So what they're effectively doing is they will put out an advertisement seeking for expressions of interest for people to build and lease a building to the HSE. The HSE will give the specification and requirements of such a building, and it will be up then to private contractors to send an expression of interest and to price such a building and to show where that building will be situated. The HSE will then advise if they're happy to lease it or not, and then they will enter into a contractual agreement. So all going well, I think it's fair to say that at some stage in the new year, definitely in the first quarter or first half of 2017, that we could see the HSE actively engaging and sitting down with contractors and hopefully signing a contract if somewhere that is acceptable to all parties is found, and construction can start somewhere thereafter. So early by 2018, it would be envisaged that a new health centre would be set up for Dunfanaghy, something that is badly needed and something that the public, it has to be stressed, have been the champions of and have put pressures upon the public representatives, and rightly so, to get this building and to get this public-private partnership up and running. But in the near term, there will be remaining in the current health centre. There is works carrying out which will be paid for on a two-way basis by the HSE and but indeed by the GPA, I am learned to believe, and which will keep the centre open until such a time as a new centre with all the bells and whistles can be opened for the people of Dunfanaghy.
And you and your colleagues on council, I'm sure, will be doing all you can to ensure that the planning process is smooth and that there are minimal roadblocks in the way to getting this building agreed and constructed as quickly as possible.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, the first thing is the HSE, I would envisage, would enter into somewhat of a pre-planning consultation process with Donegal County Council. But what has happened to date is that members and colleagues of my own have been continually raising this matter at the HSE Forum Northwest, as well as meetings that they would be having on a regional and local basis. And this has shown to fruition that the HSE have said that they are committed. I am pleased to have worked closely with the HSE and indeed with the public in Dunfanaghy to ensure that this has been progressed. And it is important now that there seems to be a breakthrough, that every pressure is kept upon the HSE so as to deliver upon the message that they have sent out.